In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wednesday today, the 6th of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. I would start with the dramatis personae here, but you know the cast of characters. On Air Force One this afternoon, on the way to a tax speech in North Dakota, President Trump summed up the Oval Office meeting he had this morning with congressional leaders.
We had a very good meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. We agreed to a 3-month extension on debt ceiling, which they consider to be sacred, very important. Always will agree on debt ceiling automatically because of the importance of it. Also on the CRs and also on Harvey, which now we're going to be adding something because of what's going on in Florida.
So a couple of things about that tape. Turns out Air Force One has those bing-bong signals, too. I don't know if you caught that. I thought that was kind of great. Also, something that wasn't there, any mention of the Republicans who actually control the agenda on Capitol Hill, Speaker Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the Senate. So there is that. Also, this deal is far from the only place the Republican president is at odds with his party's leaders in Congress. The president, as I said, made a big tax speech today in pursuit of the GOP's promise to overhaul the Internal Revenue Code by the end of the year, a key feature of which we are told, because there are not yet any specifics, will be a cut to the corporate tax rate, currently 35%, although that is honored mostly in the breach by corporate America. There is disagreement, though, about how low that corporate rate can go. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that.
The president has been clear on what he thinks the corporate tax rate should be. Here he is during a speech in Missouri last week.
We would like to bring our business tax rate down to 15%, which would make our tax rate lower than most countries, but still by no means the lowest, unfortunately, in the world.
Getting to 15% won't be easy. It would mean losing out on trillions of tax dollars over a decade. Jennifer Bluen teaches accounting at the Wharton School.
The money has to come from someplace.
Bluen says Congress would either have to take on more debt to pay for federal programs or start making some choices.
It's just how many things do we need to give up to get this rate reduction?
Legislators could, for instance, repeal every single tax deduction corporations currently get. Lily Batchelder is a professor at the NYU School of Law.
The problem is there just aren't enough of them that corporations currently use to get us anywhere near a 15% rate.
She says Congress could also get rid of some of the deductions for individuals or impose new taxes. But that would be tricky politically, which is one reason the consensus view in Washington is that Trump won't get his 15% tax rate. Jennifer Bluen again.
I think 20%, 25% is probably where we're going to end up. That's reasonable, but that's still a pretty big chunk of change.
Think about it this way. Every percentage point cut costs the U.S. Treasury an estimated $100 billion over a decade. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.